We are on Inflation Watch today. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Consumer Price Index will be released this morning. These things come and go, but this one will get almost Super Bowl levels of attention from market participants. The CPI looks at prices on a basket of goods, including food, gas, clothing, and other everyday expenses. Fears that rising inflation will lead to higher interest rates helped send markets into a spasm this month. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
Here's how inflation typically gets going. Unemployment goes down, competition for workers pushes wages up, and prices follow, says Diane Lim of the Conference Board.
Often what causes inflation to rise is upward pressure on wages, which raises prices for producers and which has to be passed on both to producers and consumers.
That's why reports last week of rising wages helped send markets into a frenzy. But here's the thing.
So 3/4 of workers saw absolutely nothing.
David Blanchflower, a labor economist at Dartmouth College, says the wage gains happened mostly at the top. Supervisors, managers, executives, and they skewed the average.
I think the markets wrongly responded to a very volatile series that certainly hasn't impacted the majority of people in the country.
So while today's numbers give us a data point, Blanchflower says inflation won't really begin to climb until lots more people get a raise. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Let me check the markets here. The 100 share index in London is up 0.7%. Dow, S&P, and Nasdaq futures are all up in the 4 to 5/10% range. The 10-year Treasury yield down slightly at 2.83% ahead of the Consumer Price Index inflation data in about an hour and a half here. We've been looking into what the administration is now thinking about fixing and building America's infrastructure, given the Trump budget proposal this week. We see that it calls for the training of 1 million apprentices in 2 years. Interesting, but how? Marketplace's Renata Sago reports.
The proposal is based on a simple idea. Good training in a trade gets people good jobs, but the federal government isn't paying for everything. The infrastructure plan seeks to leverage $200 billion of federal money to raise $1.5 trillion for infrastructure spending. Joseph Kane with the Brookings Metropolitan Policy Program argues it's reasonable for states and local governments, employers, and educational institutions to have skin in the game.
It's not just a national, federal, top-down program, but it also is a local one.
One big problem is that the new federal budget proposal, also unveiled this week, slashes funding for its federal workforce training programs by about $3 billion, according to the National Skills Coalition. Andy Van Clunen runs the advocacy group.
So it's hard to figure out how it is that we're going to be implementing the good changes if we're not actually going to be spending the federal dollars to make some of that happen.
Workers, schools, and businesses will have to wait for more details to emerge. I'm Renata Seiko for Marketplace.
Sam's Club, the Costco of the Walmart empire, is going big into online shopping. With a $100 a year subscription, most items will be shipped for free. The plan is to convert an existing Sam's Club in Memphis into an online shipping center. What an architectural challenge, making a Sam's Club into an online fulfillment center slash warehouse. Oh, right, it's already that's the aesthetic. Many U.S. embassies will have a cultural attaché. Did you know some CEOs have them, too? Brad Grossman was a cultural attaché for an entertainment industry tycoon. Grossman now takes his knack for sniffing out what's next and has just come out with a part book, part quarterly periodical called The Zeit Guide. Brad, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So listen, before we get to the zeitgeist of the moment,
okay,
you're a cultural attaché to a big shot in Hollywood?
I was. I was working for Brian Grazer, Academy and Emmy Award winning producer and also
But what'd you do for him, a cultural attaché?
My job was to teach him anything that mattered to him, the world, and the world beyond him, and to bring in interesting people to keep him culturally relevant and creatively prolific.
But it's your sense that other captains of industry may do this a little bit more ad hoc, but they certainly need the service.
I would say now it's more about the essential. Because the world is changing so quickly and every business is getting disrupted. So my job is to make sure that they know what they need to know and not only pick the topics that they need to know, which is all in the Zeit Guide, but also understand it and help them think through it. Because nobody really has time to read, distill, and think anymore. And that's what we're doing 24 hours a day.
So, right off the top of the new guide here for 2018, quarter one, is the changing workplace. You think the employees should be first, not the customer is always first?
Well, right now, there's a big trend in terms of the conversations of starting with the customer and working backwards. In fact, that's Jeff Bezos's theory in terms of his success. It's all about favoring the customer
first.
So
that's the conventional wisdom. And you're saying, wait, look past that.
Yes, there are more jobs available. So more jobs available means more competition for great employees. So it's very important that you appeal to them in a great, amazing way so that they choose your company as opposed to another company. Now, there are three other reasons. The last one is that I think young people, they're called millennials, but I hate generational generalizations.
Yeah, something else in the book is that you're not big on those big, broad generational categories.
Right. But basically, they learned, because it was hard for them to get a job after the stock market crash, to live more frugally. And to them, buying a car or buying a house, which we see from Uber, Lyft, and Airbnb, is less important to them. To them, the experience matters most. So if they're spending days or hours in the workplace, it better be a great experience, or else they'll go to one that has.
Brad Grossman, Zeitgeist Guide, your guide to knowing what matters in our constantly changing cultural and business landscape. Thank you.
Thank you, David. This was fun.
You can hear more trends in the Zeit Guide, including what Mr. Grossman thinks is real and what's not real with Bitcoin. It's in the director's cut of that interview, available on demand at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.